From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock, August 25th. Five from the leagues, here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football. Flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. How much do you really know about football? Keep scrolling to beat all three of BBC Sport's daily quizzes. Today's questions, clues, and answers have been set by Joe Rindle. Today's Who Am I? Guess the footballer in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. Give us five correct answers inside 5 minutes. Guess today's fiendishly difficult question. You have 5 lives before the answer is revealed. Next, second, from PFT All. Police close investigation into death of Ed Oliver's young son. On Saturday, the Bills acknowledged that defensive tackle Ed Oliver's young son died earlier this summer after a report regarding the tragedy had emerged a day earlier. On Monday, authorities in Houston closed the investigation regarding the situation. The incident was thoroughly investigated by detectives, and their finding was no criminal findings, the Harris County, Texas, Sheriff's Office said Monday, per the Associated Press. The case is now closed. Oliver's son, who was nearly 2, was found unresponsive in a swimming pool in late June. Up next, third, from Awful Announcing. Please enjoy the Hindi call of Kyle Schwarber's monster walk-off home run. The Philadelphia Phillies won their 9th straight game on Sunday thanks to a dramatic comeback in the final frame, trailing 4-0 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th and a lone man on base. The back end of the Phillies lineup rally. After a JT Realmuto single, a Justin Crawford walk, an Edmundo Sosa double, and a Brian De La Cruz single, the game was tied with slugger Kyle Schwarber stepping up to the plate. Schwarber has hit more home runs than any player in baseball this season, and added one more to his total with a walk-off exclamation point to end the night. And then, fourth, from PFT Alt, Justin Jefferson vows to return to NFL preeminence. There was a time, not all that long ago, that Justin Jefferson was regarded as the best receiver in the NFL, without question. After 2025, there are plenty of questions about where he fits among the league's elite pass catchers. He believes that opinions will change in time. Not yet, Jefferson recently told Mike Silver of The Athletic. Not yet, but they will know after this year, I'll tell you that. It helps that he has a quarterback he fully believes in, both as to what he can do with his legs and as to what he can do with his arm. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing. Kyle Brandt says Deshaun Watson's comments should have ended career. The NFL world was shocked, but not surprised on Monday when Cleveland Browns head coach Todd Monken announced that Deshaun Watson would be the team's starting quarterback in Week 1 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The shock came from the fact that Watson had admonished Browns fans for booing him after another underwhelming preseason performance just 2 days earlier in a press conference that was widely ridiculed by fans and media alike. The lack of surprise came from the fact that this is the Cleveland Browns were talking about. Still, the shock was there. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing. Paige Buchers on Apple TV UConn documentary. Our team approved it. It's becoming quite rare these days for any sports documentary to get made without some level of editorial approval from the subjects themselves. Whether that means these projects should be called documentaries at all is certainly a discussion worth having. But there's a real access problem in the sports documentary world right now. Athletes demand influence over how their stories are told, and if a filmmaker refuses, the athlete simply won't participate in the project. After all, there are plenty of other filmmakers who are willing to work with the athlete on their terms. And then, seventh, from Awful Announcing. Disney offering longtime executives, including those at ESPN, early retirement packages. If any longtime ESPN executives were looking for a good time to retire, now might be it. In a memo to staff from senior EVP and Chief People Officer Sunny Pullman on Monday, Disney announced a time-limited, company-sponsored voluntary early retirement offer VERA program that would give those eligible the opportunity to retire now with a sweetened retirement package. We recognize that retirement from the company is a deeply personal decision, Coleman wrote in the memo. Next, eighth, from PFT All. Dan Sanders on subpoena. When you're him, you get sued. Colorado coach Dan Sanders is under subpoena to testify at a trial involving his son, Shiloh. The case starts on Monday, August 31, 5 days before Colorado's first game of the 2026 season. Dan disputes the notion that the situation will be a distraction. Do you think that's my first subpoena? Sanders told reporters on Monday, via the Associated Press. When you have it, when you're him, you get sued. You have off-the-field foolishness that if someone really sat down and explained it to you, you would say, you've got to be kidding. But it is what it is. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find everything.